السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومرشدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, master of the worlds. Peace and salutation, durood and salawat be upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in great abundance forever and ever, daim and abada. من صلى علي مرة واحدة صلى الله عليه عشرة. He who reads one time the road upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah Ta'ala will send tenfold of blessings upon him. Let us all read one time the road upon Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah Ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the wealth of Iman. Allah, out of His infinite mercy, Allah has blessed us to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala, may Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast on deen. May Allah Ta'ala increase our iman. May Allah Ta'ala take us away from this world with iman. And may Allah Ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with complete and kamil iman. Ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada'i wa salihin, with the anbiya, with the Nabi, with the Siddiqeen and the Shuhada and the Salihin, Allah raise us amongst them, inshallah. Today is also the day of Friday. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that the person who reads 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Ta'ala will not take him away from this world until he is shown his abode in Jannah. And the shortest durood a person can read is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should make an effort and try our utmost and our best that we read at least 1,000 durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this Mubarak day of Friday. And inshallah, summa inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will make it a means of our salvation in this world and the year after. Also, we can pass the message on to our children, pass the message on to the people living around us. This is how deen will come alive, is when what we know about deen, we pass it on to other people. Then in this way, we will get the sawab of the other people practicing upon it. And also in this way, we'll see deen coming alive in our house, we'll see deen coming alive in our community, and in this way, inshallah, Allah will bring deen alive in entire ummah. So make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of reading the road upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the Mubarak day of Friday at least 1,000 times, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and pass the message on to our children, teach our children, and in this way, inshallah, Allah will bring down upon us favorable conditions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu that you must do 5 things before you go to bed. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, give 4,000 dinars in sadaqah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, read one complete Quran and then go to sleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, pay the price for Jannah and then go to sleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, make a person happy and then go to sleep when they are unhappy with each other. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do one hajj and then go to sleep. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this seems very impossible. How will I be able to do it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the first one we mentioned, give 4,000 dinars in sadaqah, in charity. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that reading 4 times Surah Fatiha is equivalent to giving 4,000 dinars in sadaqah. Reading 4 times Surah Fatiha is equivalent to giving 4,000 dinars in sadaqah. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the second advice to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, read one complete Quran and then go to sleep. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, read read three times Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwallahu Ahad, it is equivalent to one Quran. So read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad, it is equivalent to one Quran, and then go to sleep. Then the third advice, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us that Ali radiallahu anhu, pay for the price of Jannat and then go to sleep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, read three times Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the price for Jannat. Then Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, make two people happy and then go to sleep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, read 10 times Astaghfirullah is equivalent to making two people happy. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, do one Hajj and then go to sleep. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, read four times the third kalima is equivalent to one Hajj. After this, Ali radiallahu anhu says, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I will do all this before I go to sleep. So, my dear listeners, let us also, inshallah, we'll go over it one more time, but let us try and implement it and bring it into our lives. And these are all the small actions that if we bring into our life, inshallah, it will be a means of us, getting the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will be a means of Allah ta'ala being happy and pleased with us. And inshallah, through this, Allah ta'ala will give us salvation in this world and the hereafter. One more time, we'll go over it. Give 4,000 dinars in sadaqah. We should read Surah Fatiha four times. It is equivalent to giving 4,000 dinars in sadaqah. We read three times Qul Huwallahu Ahad. It is equivalent to reading the Quran one time. If we read three times the Durood upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is the price for Jannah. If we read Astaghfirullah 10 times, it is equivalent to making two people happy. And read the third kalima four times, it is equivalent to one Hajj. So Ali radiallahu anhu says that I will do it and before I go to sleep. So let us also, inshallah, make intention that inshallah from today we will try our best and we will also do it. This is our real purpose and maqsad that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah ta'ala has sent us into this world to test us and see what actions we will do, what good actions we will do. Because everything in this world will come to an end. But the a'mal is salihah, the good actions, the namaz, the sadaqah, the zakat, the hajj, the fasting, all these actions will stand for us on the day of Qiyamah. And all these actions, inshallah, will be a means of us entering Jannah without any reckoning. So we make dua, respected listeners, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq that we practice upon these small things, and we make dua that Allah ta'ala accept it. Allah ta'ala accept all our little broken efforts that we are making. Firstly, our intention should be to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nobody else. Only and only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, summa inshallah, Allah ta'ala will make it such that these actions will take us into Jannah without any reckoning. It is also mentioned that if a person reads La ilaha illallah wahdah la sharika lah lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. La ilaha illallah wahdah la sharika lah lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad, he will get 20,000 rewards. And these rewards, he can take it and pass it on to his parents that have passed away, to his grandparents, or whoever else that has passed away from his family. Read this dua and send the sawab to the marhumin. Allah Ta'ala will appoint somebody to send for us when we leave this world. So we make dua, respected listeners. Allah Ta'ala give us the ability to make aman on whatever has been heard. And Allah Ta'ala accept us and make it easy for us that we live our life according to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this, Allah Ta'ala has kept total success of man. Man's success is in obeying the commands of Allah and following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we make dua that Allah Ta'ala give us the ability and the tawfiq that we live our life according to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Ta'ala accept every action of ours, and may Allah Ta'ala grant us a death in such a way that Allah Ta'ala is happy and pleased with us, and Allah Ta'ala give us that final abode of Jannah without any reckoning. We make dua for all the people that are sick in our family, in our community, and the ummah at large. May Allah Ta'ala grant them all shifa'i kamila, amina, mustamira. We make dua for all the people that have passed away from our family and our community and the ummah. Allah fill all the qabars with nur. Allah grant them and us all maghfirat. Allah save them and us all from every kind of azab of dunya, qabar wal akhirah. And Allah Ta'ala make it easy for one and all of us in this world and the hereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulina sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma a'inna ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Allahumma anta salamu minka salam tabarakta rabbana wa ta'ala itiyadul jalal wal ikram. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa sayyinfu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-asyan wa ja'alna min al-rashidin. Allahumma tawaffana muslimin wa alhaqna bishuhadai wa salihin. Allahumma rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil-qawmi zalimin wa najjina birahmatika min al-qawmi al-kafirin. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta al-sami'ul alim wa arina manasikana wa tub'alina ya maulana innaka anta al-tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله تعالى على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.